pig stories this morning. Brush with Pigs, Pig Encounter Stories could win you tickets to see Pigs on the Wing, a great Pink Floyd tribute coming to the Mount Baker Theater on Saturday night. Now, LeDois has a story for us. LeDois. Now, Brad, LeDois, she spilled a whole bunch of joints because of a pig. It was a pig's fault.
Yes, really? Yes.
All right, LeDois, where and when was this?
I was at Anaheim Stadium in California, and it was Pink Floyd's concert. Yeah. And I was walking down the stairs, and a big pig came out and blew up, and I had my joints in a Secret tin, and I dropped them all over, and everybody started smoking my joints. So I just sat on the stairs and smoked with everybody.
True story. So you were shocked by the pig?
Oh, and the joints just came tumbling out of the tin.
And mind you, I didn't spill my drink that I snuck in.
Yeah, but I'm glad you remember that it was a Sucrets tin that you had your joints in.
And you brought enough to share for everybody.
Yeah, true story. It was fun.
Did you have any? Were you able to save one for yourself, or did they just all go out to the?
Oh yeah, a couple.
That's good.
I had like 20 in there.
All right. Well, now hold on there, LeDois. All right.
I didn't expect the pig story to go that way, but I like it.
That's a pig. That's a pig related story. She'll probably try to bring that tin into the Mount Baker Theater.
Sucrets.
Mount Baker Theater security. That would be LeDois trying to do that on Saturday night.
I don't think I've heard the word Sucrets in 25 years.
I don't think so. Amanda, a pig ate her stepfather's finger, Brad.
Damn.
Yeah, yes. Now, what happened? How did this go down, Amanda?
Well, he was living out in West Virginia, and he was chopping firewood, and he accidentally cut off two of his fingers. He was able to find one, but
the other. Oh, your phone's breaking up.
He was
able to find one, and then the pig came in with like a big sow came in and ate the other one.
Yeah.
Okay. And did he?
Who got the last laugh on that one?
He was able to attach. They were able to attach the one finger, but. The second one was a meal for the pig.
Oh, he wasn't going to wait for that one to get that other one back, huh?
No.
But do you in turn eat that pig if he ate your finger?
Oh, goodness. I don't know about that.
That's a weird cycle.
He probably did, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you, Amanda. All right. Now, Marvin has a greased pig story. I've never seen one of these things, but I've heard about them where you're supposed to, what are you, rat wrestle them or something?
Well, you try and catch them. I think they're running around trying to catch them.
What was the point of this, Marvin? What's the point of the greased pig contest?
It was the 4th of July over in Forks, and they just had it for all the kids.
Yeah.
They pig up, and whoever caught him could keep him.
So you had to hang on to him, right? I mean, I would think a set amount of time, you had to wrestle him to the ground or something, or what?
Yeah, you had to pin him to the ground.
Yeah.
About three of us had him down, and he got loose, and I caught him myself and had him in a bear hug.
Yeah.
But I heard my dad in the background, "Let him go, Marvin! Let him go!" Yeah,
your dad didn't want you to keep the pig.
He didn't want us to have to raise a pig.
Yeah. So who ended up with the pig?
I did.
Oh, you did end up with the pig.
Oh, Marvin still took the pig home.
Yeah, okay. All right. And how many years did you have the pig, Marvin?
2 years, then we butchered him.
Yeah. Yeah, what did you name him?
What was it? Porky.
Okay. Well, you got real creative there, Marvin. Very creative in Forks. Thanks, Marvin.
He went from a greased pig to creating grease.
Who's on line one here, Brad?
It's Corey. And so we've had a greased pig. I don't remember what the first pig was.
Pig ate a finger.
The pig ate a finger. I think we have a very large pig.
Pig ate my father-in-law's finger, and now we got a large pig.
On the loose. How big was this pig?
This pig, what I remember, was about 1,000 pounds is what I was told.
1,000 pounds? Oh, wait, did you see it, or this is a story you heard?
This is a big pig. This, when I was growing up, we had a pig and a donkey, and this pig was a massive pig. It barely got up. But when it did, it got out and out of the pen and went down the street to the market. and started eating the food, and it took a tow truck to get it back to our house.
What do you mean?
They put a tow truck on it.
You really had to tow him to get him back to the house?
It was slow moving, but I mean, it was probably, you know, a mile down the road, and it took it, you know, the straps around it, and slowly got it back into where it was supposed to be.
And did he, like, just raise the rear legs, and he just had to keep his front legs walking? I'm trying to picture this thing.
I don't know. It was pretty big.
Yeah, and then what was his demise? Was it butchering time, or did he just, does his heart give out one day, or what happened?
I don't know. We moved away. That stayed there.
The 1,000-pound pig conveyed with the house. That's pretty good.
It stayed with it. Yeah.
You got bacon for years. Yeah, we got a house. We got a garage.
You got the southern exposure, and you got bacon for 100 years.
All right. Hold on there, Corey. Well, those are all good. I think we're going to have to abandon the pig lines. We'll come back here, declare a winner. Thank you for all the pig calls. You can certainly send them off to the email lines. Our email, Brad and John. At KISM.com. Pigs on the Wing. The Floyd Tribute, Saturday night at Mount Baker Theater.
Brad and John. Coming back. KISM.